10 minutes later, Kate was sitting at her desk across from Emily Carroll, she of the nose ring, eyebrow bar pierce, and weird earlobe stretcher circle thing. The girl dressed in heavy goth, with black eyeliner around her dark eyes, a maroon cardigan that picked up her purple fingernail polish, and black pants that fit too snugly under a wide belt dotted with silver studs. But if there was a case that would save Mars, Emily would find it, hardware aside. "Tell me something good," Kate said, leaning over her second cup of coffee. Temin and Mars were still in discussions. They had 15 minutes until court started.
"Nothing, Judge. There are no cases."
"There have to be.
There aren't."
Emily shook her head, and something metallic jingled. Kate didn't want to know what.
"Did you check all jurisdictions?"
"Yes."
Kate had researched the question herself online last night, with the same result.
"Can you think of any new theory?"
"No. Sorry, I tried. The law is clear. You have to grant this motion. It's a slam dunk."
Emily tilted her head. Or maybe her eyebrow ring was weighing her down.
"You feeling this guy, Judge?"
"Mars?" Kate hadn't thought about it.
"Yeah, I guess I am. But he's so lame. He should have known better."
"It still doesn't excuse intentional wrongdoing." Kate understood Mars for the first time. "He's a guy with a dream, that's all. Everybody's entitled to their dream, aren't they?
My dream is to pay off my student loans. I have trailer trash dreams."
"Don't say that about yourself."
"Whatev."
Emily shrugged her soft shoulders.
"Anyway, Mars had to know he'd lose in court. He's a lawyer."
"He figured there was at least a chance that I'd let it go to the jury. It's his dream, and he wasn't going down without a fight. Actually, I admire that." Suddenly, there was a rustling at her office door, and they both looked up. It was Jonathan Meriden who shared the floor. Val must have let him pass, or maybe he'd ignored her, which was his style. He leaned into the doorway in his dark suit, gripping the threshold.
"Kate, I understand you've got a motion today?"
"Yes."
"Praise be."
Meriden rolled his eyes.
"I can't abide these Hollywood people. They were blocking the hallway all day yesterday, and my parties before me couldn't get to my door. Today's motion will finally end this circus, eh?"
"If they don't settle."
"Would you?"
Meriden raised a skeptical eyebrow.
"From what I hear, they've got that kid over a barrel."
"I like to think I'd settle. I could get it for a song, and it's fair."
"Fairness! Ah, youth."
Meriden said dismissively, which annoyed Kate.
"I'm not that young."
"You'll always be a rookie to me,"
Meriden shot back. Then his head popped from the doorway as quickly as it had appeared. Jerk.
"What an ass." Emily wrinkled her perforated nose. "His clerks are asses, too. Everybody hates them, and everybody wishes they were working for you. You're the fun judge."
"Great."
"That's me, class clown of the Eastern District."
Emily smiled.
"We're the cool chambers."
"Totally." They both laughed, but Kate was wondering if Mars and Temin had a settlement yet.